ever get the feeling like somebody's lying to you? Like you get it, like, you know, they say trust your gut. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it really does steer you wrong. I think if you get that feeling, it's probably accurate. But there is a criminal defense lawyer with over 40 years of experience who says, I can give you easy the top five tells that somebody's lying straight to your face. Yeah.
There's one big one I know.
Well, this is bad news for anybody who starts their sentences with, to be honest.
You're like, uh-oh.
But here he is. We're going to break them down one by one.
Here are five phrase.
And if he's a good criminal defense attorney, he lies a lot too.
Oh, 100%.
He shakes things, leaves things out.
Yeah.
That are likely tells that someone may be lying to you. The first is, quote, as far as I can recall, close quote.
Oh, yeah. Look,
there's a pretty good chance that they're stalling from for time and they're internally distancing themselves from the truth.
And also, as we like to say, hedging their bets. It's like, well, I said, as far as I could recall.
I could be wrong.
Like, I could be.
I don't, memory.
Yeah.
I like my face and more.
You know, sorry, Jason, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, it's exactly right. As far as I can recall, makes it so.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wrong or they catch you, it's like, well, I couldn't really remember. I said what I could recall.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never said that ever in my life until I started working here.
Uh-huh.
And then if you said something like, no, that never happened. And then they said, well, it did happen one time 2,000 shows ago. You're like, so now I would say, no, I don't remember doing that. But maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's just a different way.
It's not really
way.
Lying, but it's kind of like, because I know it could be one instance that I forgot about.
You could say,
like, I'm not lying, but I'm like,
have.
I really don't think that happened, you know, but yeah.
I could have.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
it's
could
like,
have.
Well, you said.
Yes.
Or we'll
yes.
say, everyone thinks, oh, everyone? You're like, oh, no, okay. But,
well, that one for sure on the show has ruined me.
Yeah, it has.
Because
Jason.
Just talking in general, my kids are always like, hyperbole, whatever. And then a million years ago, and they're like, Mom, come on. So, well, this is just how I talk.
That's how I talk.
It's just how it goes. Everybody, blah, blah. Now it's ruined because Jason's like, oh, everybody?
Like, I'm like, no, not. Then you're parsing everything you say and you don't talk normal anymore.
It's just how I talk. I don't know.
No, I'm saying there could be 13.4% of the population, but it seems like a lot if you think about it.
Well,
like, oh, geez.
Hedging your bets also says, instead of saying everybody does it, you could say, a lot of people could be doing that.
I know, but that's not how I do it. It's not how I just naturally talk. And so then now you're right. I'm in my own head about it. And it's like, well, I'm not going to talk to anybody.
Yeah, it's like I just don't want to say words anymore.
What else to say? Another sign, another tell, according to a criminal defense lawyer who has 40 years of experience, that someone's lying to your face.
The second, quote, to be honest, close quote. I'm pretty sure that honest Abe Lincoln never said, to be honest, I never chopped down that cherry tree. The whole thing is, wait, so if you say that you're being honest now, does that mean that you were never honest before you said that?
Yeah. And by the way, it's George Washington.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's riffing.
Yeah, he's like, Abraham Lincoln never said, well, because he didn't do it. It was George Washington.
To be honest, I don't think I did that as much as I can recall. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's more of a, like, kind of like a
crutch.
Yeah, a crutch.
It can be.
Because you're kind of thinking, and I think I say that a lot.
You
it's
do?
Not good to say. But, like, I say, to be honest, I don't think I'm trying to lie. I'm trying to think about it. And I don't know. To be honest to me is like, I don't know exactly what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a different way. Like, if you're trying to process it, I think it sounds better to the person who you're talking to if you said, that's a good question, let me think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Versus claiming, well, to be honest, that kind of leads me to believe,
be honest,
well,
no
the stuff
one
you've been saying is not honest.
Yeah, maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
I could get rid of that then.
Work on the crutch.
We're not going to be able to even say words anymore.
I know. It's going to be bad.
Just things are just out there that you just say, you don't even really, you're not even thinking about it. But some people, obviously, and probably on the stand, being cross-examined, if he sees a defendant or anyone be like, to be honest, they're like, uh-oh, it's a tell.
I would be terrible on the stand.
I'll be doing that in April.
Oh, God. Well, I really, I don't think I'd do very well because I would say all those things because I would get nervous.
Yes.
And then my mouth would get dry. And then I would be thinking, have I? You know, like, well, all the terrible things that I did, like, when I was six.
Right.
You know, it's like, do they know about that?
And, like, you're not even on trial.
Right.
And
they're just like not about me at all.
And then they're like, throw her in jail. She's lying. I can tell.
She stole gum once.
When you get interrogated, the best thing to do. This is the truth.
Is that a math problem?
No, this like, is the best thing to do. Being
interrogated.
Whatever it is. That's how I pronounce it.
You say integrated?
No, Matt.
His face is more
interrogated. That's what I'm going to say.
His face is one of his
That's a rule.
Wow.
The best thing to do, not kidding, even if you're lying, remain consistent no matter what. As soon as a consistency breaks, boom, you're out.
That's my biggest downfall in life. I'm not consistent about anything.
Yeah, I know, right. Especially if you're like truly like a decently honest person, a good interrogator or integrator or whatever Jason
said. Whatever Jason said.
They can trip you up.
Yes.
Well, you said a minute ago, you're like, I did? You're like, well, no, but.
Maybe
but,
that's why it's good to have the tape because then you can go back. He's like, I don't know what I said. Go back and play
it. Yeah, yeah. The one time I have been on the stand, and I guess I'll be doing that if we end up going to court in April, which is scheduled for me and my ex.
You have to go on the stand for that?
I don't know. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's
you do.
It's a trial.
Yeah, it's a trial.
I think she would make him.
Yeah. What, make me?
Yeah, I think that, like, she'll do whatever she can just to see you on the stand. I think that's a goal.
You know what? I'm not even worried about that.
No.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
To sitting up there?
Yeah. I mean, not the money-wise, but, like, if we're going to go that way, I think she wouldn't. That would not be her strength. Nothing against her personally. She would admit she's, like, the worst. She doesn't like public speaking.
Uh-huh.
And they have that pressure. And then my attorney, me and Jason's attorney, we both are putting all his kids and grandkids through college.
Paying for their braces, for all their birthday parties, their vacations.
Yeah, when,
had
I'm,
a
like,
great Christmas.
When I'm at Myrtle Beach on vacation, he's you know in the he's in the Maldives. It's a different reason. No, but he's tough. Yeah, I've seen him even
I cut my mine off way quicker than you. You're, thank goodness, you're, no offense, but you're way more owing, have a payment.
But you got back together, so you and Carol have to pay. So it was really a lot.
That's true, but
you did more in a short period of time than
I. Yes, but it stopped.
Well, yeah, because one of y'all ran out of money, or you just said stop doing this.
No, we got back together.
You guys
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Having a contest about who's more in debt.
No, I am, for sure.
Jared's way more, but Jason, if you did it like by the minute, Jason was catching up.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah, because we had two. And when you get back together, now you have to put the debt together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks, right?
It's fun. But, sounds fun.
But the one time I did, I was on the stand is when I was robbed at gunpoint at Papa John's on Battleground years ago. Mm-hmm. And then that was the most surreal thing. And so I'm sitting on the stand like, can you point? I didn't even know they really did that. Is the defendant who robbed you in this courtroom? I'm like, yes. Can you point to him? And he's just sitting there.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, I'm a P word. I'm like,
I don't.
How long is he going to be locked up?
That would make me feel so unsafe.
Yeah. It did make me feel unsafe.
What if what if somehow a loophole, he's not guilty?
I know.
He's going to come after you.
I know. It did not feel good.
Mm-hmm. And then at some point, just to verify your identity, they read your address.
Right.
Home address out in the court.
Well, now you can just type in a name and it'll pull up your address right away.
You don't want to make it easy for people. You know what I mean? Yes, you can.
He might be out now. I don't know. Goodness.
I can type up any one of your names and your address comes up immediately. Mm-hmm. In fact, then I can go to Google Maps and almost see in your window.
Thank you, Jason. All right. That makes everyone feel better about their lives.
And I can tell.
I can do it to you.
That you're not lying.
Yes.
You're telling the truth.
It is. Do it yourself.
No, I know.
We can. You don't just want to make it easier for.
It used to be radio people used to change their name.
Mm-hmm. Right. We should have.
And then I'm like, what's the point?
We weren't given the luxury.
No.
There was never the chance where they said, would you like to change your name? That never happened.
Yeah, no.
You. No.
A lot of radio people, though, did because the name sounded cooler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I envy those people because you can't find them if you don't know their real name.
Yeah.
Now everybody can, like, I could just look up Catherine Tesh and immediately find her address.
Do you, is it like that you want to get me murdered? Is that
it's common.
Okay.
A lot of,
I end up murdered, was this program, I'm going to go ahead and write this down.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, that's the fact. I would say half the population will know that. So they already know
Katie's last name that much.
We really don't.
Mm-hmm. Jason, you're the one that's screwed. We say you're branded as Jason Goodman.
You are Jason Goodman.
I know that. Type that in.
Yeah.
We have more. You don't want to miss this. Telltale signs that someone is lying. We have two more that you don't want to miss. That's next.